beneath the counter of the reception desk. I knew it was only Spike, the 9-pound canine-shaped demon for whom I was dog-sitting, testing the wire mesh on the front of his crate, but the sound seemed to unnerve the temp. "Why don't you take over now?" I suggested. "I can stick around until you get the hang of it and then..." "I'm sorry," she said, backing toward the door. "I probably should have told the agency not to send me out at all today. I'm really not feeling very well. Maybe I should..." "Meg!" my brother Rob shouted, bursting into the reception room. "Take a look!" He proceeded to fling himself about the room, performing a series of intricate shuffling movements with his legs while flailing his arms around, hunching his shoulders up and down and uttering strange, harsh shrieks at irregular intervals. Normally, the appearance of my tall, blonde, and gorgeous brother might have provided some additional incentive for a temp to stay. At least a temp this young. Under the circumstances, though, I wasn't surprised that the temp fled long before he ended up, perched on his left toes with his right leg thrust awkwardly out to the side and both arms stretched over his head.
"Ta-da!"
he said, teetering slightly. I sighed and punched a ringing phone line.
"Meg?"